What do you make of the reports of Russia, for example, flying yet again a couple of planes, a couple of bears close to the Cornish coast?
Yeah, they're close to the Cornish coast, but they're not actually in airspace, British airspace. And so what happens, you send up a couple of aircraft just to make sure that they don't. What do I make of that? Well, it's where they were. Normally these things come through from the northeast, and they come through from the Kola Peninsula, mm-hmm. the Kola Inlet, for example. Now they're making round trips. They're going down as far as the Bay of Biscay, Portugal. Some are coming back on the Atlantic run, where they used to come back through.
So is it a deliberate detour then?
It's a deliberate detour. It is showing that they can do it. Mm. I mean, for example, the other day there was a Russian vessel in the channel, and the Navy had to get a destroyer out there to escort it up. I mean, it wasn't going to do anything, just escort it up, make it aware. And two things have happened. One, it shows that the Navy's only got one ship to do it. Second thing with the aircraft is that these guys are sort of poking fun of them to some extent, and they're saying, this is your response time. If we were doing this for real,
it's kind of quite a good test of British defence capabilities, isn't it?
The RAF love it. I mean, the RAF love it for two reasons. One, it shows you how good they are, and sometimes they get airborne, you know, within seconds, and that's it. And the second thing, of course, is at a time when we're heading for defence cuts, maybe the RAF says, you need us, baby, you need us.